I never really saw you eating. You don't really seem to eat. How do you survive?
I don't need food. I think we have a lot of beliefs and we don't have... Yeah, I did the life process from Yasmin, and so you don't have... You may not drink for 1 week. No water, not one drop. When you have one drop going inside, you have to prolong for 1 day. So you really don't drink for 1 week. So to go really on the bottom of your body, and then you can change your memory of your cells. I don't have the feeling I did it myself. I just surrender and look. I was waiting what will happen. But I really feel I don't need food. Sometimes I eat because my family has a party and they feel that I'm not one of them then. So just to give them the feeling that I'm still with them and that I'm not something else or something special. So when I'm eating, that's only for the others. But the strong thing is my body can stand it, and I can eat and I have no problems. Even, yeah, I'm not eating for months and then suddenly I have a whole meal and I have no problems with it. So even that's a big difference for before. And but my body changed. It's my friend. We're making this journey together. And yeah, I think we all will change. I believe that, you know, the first man who was walking straight and not on hands and feet was a different one. Now a lot of people all over the world are no more eating. So at a certain moment, all human beings don't need food anymore.
So you really think we'll all stop eating in the future?
Yeah, I think. We are no more eating like we did before, because we don't need it anymore. And you can hear the changes. A lot of people eat very few things anymore. And I think we are changing, because we need to change. Food has no more quality like it had before. I heard... even when you eat biological food, spinach, for instance, has 30% or something like that from the quality it had years ago. So food has no more the quality. So food can't give you what you need. You have to get it somewhere else.
How do you get it?
I think everything is in ourselves and in the air and in the energy, and we can get it out. And I think my body finds his way. I don't know how my body gets all his vitamins and all he needs out of spinach or out of apples. I eat it and my body does something so that it has what it needs. And I think my body does the same. But out of energy. I really believe we are light persons and we can live off light, yeah. I think we can. But we just have to believe it and to trust it. I think so.
How did this journey affect you? I mean, what changed for you? Did anything really change for you on this journey?
It changed always. In we always go deeper and we always see more and we always... I think so. It's a never-ending process. And for me, we are still human and we still have our doubts and then I get signs, and this morning I saw those animals, and that gives me a sign that I just have to surrender still more, always more and more surrender, and get all my beliefs aside and just live my life like the animals do, but not in an unconscious way, in a conscious way. That's the difference between human beings and animals, I think. I don't know how an animal thinks, but I think we have the gift to live in a conscious way and know that only in surrendering and in trusting life like itself, that there is the power in it. The power to do whatever you want, to travel with your mind, to do everything. Lace and surrendering, nothing thinking.
What do you think is the most important single thing for the future, for the coming years?
Trust. Because I believe that there is nothing to have fear for. I believe that life itself is what it is, and perhaps we will live on without body, but what's wrong with that? Even we will live, there is something that cannot die, and it can have another form, or it can be in another way, but life goes on. It's evolution, it's universe, it's an ongoing process. And it can be in a total different way, because we don't know it, we have fear for it. But it's not necessary, because a change is only a change. And therefore is also trust and surrendering. And then there is no problem, you can live it. And you live it like all things that are happening. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay.